If you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and get started on this special call board meeting. Call the City of Dyer special call board meeting, June 18th, 2018, 6 p.m., 10 p.m. Order. We only have a couple of things on the agenda. Entertain a motion to pass on first reading ordinance 2018-251 to amend the 2017-2018 annual budget.
Make a motion.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made, second, is there any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Nathan, would you explain to us each of these lines and where you came up with the figures and what differences there are between this and the original budget?
Each of those columns represents where we see a revenue increase in a budget line, or a revenue decrease in a budget line, or an expense increase in a budget line, or an expense decrease in a budget line. For example, the general fund shows additional revenue of $134,000. And those numbers, it's like we're going to collect about $20,000 less in property tax than we anticipated. We're going to collect about $15,000 more in local option sales tax than we anticipated, about $10,000 more in cable TV franchise tax, $2,700 less in wholesale beer tax. I mean, that's the sum of those numbers. And just to give you an idea, the budget has to be balanced, but in order to do that, we had to use what is called a prior year fund balance. And so what we estimate, these are all estimates, by the way, to get to the end of the year. What we anticipate spending about $31,000 more than we will receive this year. Now, that was a combination of things, one of which was a police car. And then there were just several expense items that were, we spent $3,000 more community events, for example, than we anticipated spending.
One thing that we're going to do to fix part of this, and it's never been done before, we're going to start it this year, is we're going to start going through and putting numbers where they're supposed to be whenever we spend something that's not in the budget, and go ahead and get that done. That way we don't have to come out at the end of the year and do this like this again. So
you'll probably do a budget amendment a couple of two or three times a year.
Quarterly or something.
Just whatever it's needed. You may not need one next year. I mean, you guys may have done a great job budgeting, and you may not need it. But, you know, some of these, you had decreases in expenses in some cases, increases in expenses. I'm trying to find anything substantial. Like in the police department line item, there was a $25,800 expense for that new Tahoe. By the time they got it done, did the other things that were necessary to it.
If I can interrupt for a second, yeah. I think that's why Nathan tells us every year that our budget is a guideline that we should follow fairly strictly, and all of these financial concerns that he's talking about here are because we went beyond what was in the budget. Is that not correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't budget, we don't need to spend it if we can help it.
Nope.
And there were some good notes. If you look at the solid waste fund, we will collect about $1,625 more than we budgeted, and we're spending about $20,000 less than we budgeted. So that's good. But now we notice that we've gotten quite a bit of, as it's warmed up and it's gotten nicer, people have started spending, I mean, they've started bringing more stuff out to our dumpsters, and so we'll see some of that kind of stuff. We're going to see at least a $9,000 increase in volunteer fire payroll this year, $9,700, based on just what they've used year to date. I'm not going to go through this line by line, Ray, unless I need to.
No, I just want kind of a general understanding.
What you'll notice is that unless they're you add, add and subtract the increases and the decreases, they should balance, except on those areas that we think that we'll have a budget surplus, which is the solid waste fund is the only one that's like that. Just as a note, we think that at the end of the year, we will, the water and sewer fund, which you know is a special case, it has to be, we're supposed to show a positive net position. We think that the net position at the end of the fiscal year will be about a negative $9,200. That's, which, when we talked about this a month ago, I thought we might be to the good about $6,000, but just there have been a few things that have come up and different things.
And that figure does include the renovation on Parkview.
It does not.
It does not.
It's going to.
It will this year? We're
going
to go ahead and try and get the bill, and we can go ahead and do it because we're going to be in the negative this year. So we're going to go ahead and make it. But next
Real
year
negative.
We should be $57,000 to the good next year, which will put us back where we need to be. The only reason we're upside down right now is because those water tanks have been for so many years and everything that something had to be done, and we put them under contract and we knew they was coming and we got them fixed. We won't have that big expense ever again as long as they stay under contract. So that's a good thing.
In the water and sewer fund, there were some unexpected expenses and some things that ended up higher than we thought they would. And that's just
part of doing business. Yeah,
that's just part of doing business. So,
any more questions? Not we'll call the roll. Start, Mr. Robert Gorak.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion
carried.
Second item on the list is going to be to entertain a motion to approve.
We have nothing.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
No, sir, I just put it on the
okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, that'll end the special call board meeting. If I can get a motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourn.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
No, sir.
Not. We'll call the rest of Jennifer Wright.
Aye.
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 Aye.